Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are online all of the time at npr.org/Bryant Park. And now it's time for the people segment, really. This is what you did. You created it. It's the most emailed, most read, most looked at, coolest stuff on the internet.
Power to the people.
Power to the people. We call it the most. Ian Schlag, producer.
This is a most emailed from ABC News. Headline: Moscow plagued by packs of wild dogs.
What?
Yeah, it's freaky. Official statistics, last year 20,000 cases of humans attacked by stray dogs, 8,000 serious enough to require hospitalization. You know, it's people riding the trains, it's a lot of joggers have been bitten, attacked. Apparently, I guess this could be called good news in a way. In Moscow, you're more likely to be bitten by a dog than mugged, which I guess you could put a positive spin on that.
Low crime, but
this was a story about mugging.
Criminal dogs.
It's interesting, actually. You know, during Soviet days, stray dogs were not tolerated. They were just killed whenever they were found. Post-communist, you know, the people have more of a say, and a lot of people don't like the idea of shooting stray dogs. So the problem has sort of grown out of control.
It's biting them.
Can you imagine if we had to deal with that? I was reading this.
I'm
and
surprised
I had this...
we don't, actually, in Manhattan.
Yeah, I know.
I'm suddenly thinking about, like, that's really surprising.
Where
we don't
are all
the wild packs.
Well, yeah, maybe someone's like killing them at night.
Who knows? Yeah. I don't know. We're taking the bus. Matt Martinez.
I have the most searched at Google Trends. Actually, it was number one this morning. It's down to number five now, but overnight it was number one. And it was Leif Garrett, 70s teen pop star. Leif Garrett, and this is why he was number one. It all comes down to American Idol. It
See,
really does all
the
come
rest
down
of
to
America
American
is
Idol.
A little bit like me. They have a little bit of election fatigue.
Yes, there's a 17-year-old kid named Garrett Haley, and right as they're going to commercial, Ryan Seacrest described him as a Leif Garrett Peter Frampton combo. Peter Frampton is also a site search to Leif Garrett on Google Trends. So actually, let's hear a little bit of Garrett's performance last night.
Don't take your love away from me. Don't you leave my heart in misery.
This sounds sort of androgyny cute.
Yeah, he is androgyny cute. I was reading a blog this morning. It says that he looks like 10 pounds of hair on a Q-tip.
That is not cute.
Anyway, if you want to know what Leif Garrett sounds like, for those of you who may not know who Leif Garrett is, this was his big hit back in the 70s. He was. Leif. We've all seen the behind the music, what happened to Leif Garrett.
Oh, what happened to Leif Garrett.
It was just no good.
Smokinggun.com. I just want to point you there, people. If you Google Leif Garrett and you see an old picture from the 70s and then smokinggun.com, say Leif's had a little trouble with the law.
Just a bit.
Let's just say that in the past 10 years or so.
And he also looked like 10 pounds of hair on a Q-tip back in the 70s.
Back in the day. He'd pay for that hair now.
Alison.
Mine is sort of, it's an interesting story. It's a little bit disturbing, and it's from the Wall Street Journal. It's one of the most emailed, and the title of it is Puff Power, Drug Warnings Speak to Nicotine's Sad Grip. There are these recent warnings about a smoking cessation drug that they've started to look into it because some of the research have said, oh my gosh, this drug is causing erratic behavior and suicidal thoughts, and they're realizing that it may be a window into how powerful nicotine's grip is, and that nicotine, because it rewards the brain's reward center, dopamine, mm-hmm. They're realizing that nicotine may actually have some sort of, people who smoke may be self-medicating in a way. They may be people who have mental illness and mental disorders, and they're using the nicotine to somehow suppress that. In one of the studies, they said 44% of all cigarettes in the U.S. are smoked by people with diagnosed mental disorders, including schizophrenics and alcoholics, and it may be that they're trying to self-medicate. which is sort of a whole other spin on nicotine addiction. Like, I can't stop, I like the high, whatever. Yeah. That some people may actually be using the high to self-medicate. It might have a whole other idea of looking at people with mental illness and whether or not they're addicted to nicotine for a different reason. So, sort of kind of an interesting story. Wall Street Journal.
Yeah. Trisha, where are you?
I'm here in the control room. How are you? I have the one of the most emailed stories from USA Today, and this actually got Matt Martinez interested yesterday when he saw the headline. It's about a price war among cell phone service providers. So yesterday, Verizon made this announcement. They were going to offer unlimited domestic calling for $99.99 a month, and that sparked this whole ripple effect. So then T-Mobile jumps on board, AT&T jumps up. I'm sorry, actually AT&T first matched Verizon's plan. $100 a month, you get no domestic roaming charges, no long distance fees. You can just unlimited calling nationwide. And then T-Mobile jumps in and they up the ante. They included text messaging in that price. So now everybody's waiting for Sprint. What's Sprint going to do? Are they going to jump on board? So I actually have no idea how much I spend every month on my cell phone.
I
thought,
my gosh,
$99.99 sounds like a lot to me.
How much I spend on my
cell phone. Yeah, it's ridiculous how much I spend.
$100 is a good deal.
It's a great deal.
But, well, this
one expert. My plan's like $45 a month.
One industry analyst was quoted in a different newspaper in Newsday and said that it's actually going to save money for about 15% of heavy users of cell phones. So I guess you guys are in that 15%.
Well, I think as more people use text messaging and more people are just using that kind of communication, I think those numbers are going to go up. That 15%, I think it's slowly going to rise, and we're going to see more people wanting this kind of service.
Do we have time for Dan's? Yes, we do. Okay, Dan.
All right.
Short and sweet, buddy.
Lindsay Lohan appearing nude in the new issue.
He would have been so sad if he couldn't have done this story.
I know, really.
Editorial call, there's always time for Lindsay Lohan.
She's appearing nude in the new issue of New York Magazine, but not just in any sort of form. She's recreating a classic Marilyn Monroe photo shoot known as The Last Sitting. She's got the blonde wig. She's nude, as Marilyn Monroe was. It was a photo shoot that Marilyn Monroe did 6 weeks before she died. They got the same photographer, Bert Stern, did in the same hotel, the whole nine yards. I did not know she had this many freckles, but apparently she does. What I found most interesting, there was a post, a comment on the on an LA Times blog that said, what people fail to see is that Marilyn Monroe was just the Paris Hilton, Lindsay Lohan, and Britney Spears of the 50s and 60s. If she was around today, she'd be in the tabloids every day. And
I so disagree with that poster.
Well, I'm writing a blog post to this effect, and you can respond, Allie.
All right. Hey, you guys were looking at this in here. I'm declaring it not safe for work.
Yeah, NSFW.
There you go.
Do not click this link.
I just think that Marilyn Monroe didn't have all that much talent. She was best known for being hot. She had a lot of relationships.
Who's
with
saying
men.
That? Is this blogger?
That's what I'm saying.
I kind of say it too. Okay,
we're getting into it.
We'll talk about it on the blog.
Yeah.
All
right. That's the most wrong.
To be
Dan
continued. One of the most emailed stories at NPR.org right now is from our friend Joe Palka. It's all about the physics and chemistry that makes souffles rise or fall. Here's Joe explaining the science of beating eggs.